Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more /Matter Butthole. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack straight on with today's first story. Now today's first story comes from Maybe Don't Kill Them, who says, am I the arsehole for possibly making my parents homeless? And it does come with an update as well. This isn't just me, it includes my twin brother. My brother and I, 17 male, were an accidental pregnancy. For context, our older sibling is 37 and has a kid who goes to our high school. Our nearest sibling in age is 28. My parents always made it clear that we weren't supposed to exist. They were never abusive or neglectful or anything, but they were kind of cold our whole childhood. My brother and I will graduate high school in about a week and will be 18 in 2 weeks. My parents have told us that as soon as we turn 18, we will have to pay rent. Neither of us have jobs and we probably won't be able to get jobs right now. I confided in my sister that I'm really stressed about this and she offered to let my brother and I stay with her while we're in university, completely free of charge. I'm really grateful for this and we're planning on accepting her offer. I told my parents about this and they freaked out. I guess my mum was planning to move to part-time work and they needed rent from my brother and I to keep up with rent. They said that they have provided for us our whole lives and we should pay them back now that we are almost adults. I mean, it's true. They have given us everything we needed for 18 years and I really don't want them to be homeless if they can't afford the rent, but I don't know how I would even afford to live with them. Am I the arsehole? Edit. My brother and I both have some savings. We could conceivably pay rent for a few months. I also feel guilty moving in with my sister because she has 3 little kids and a cat to take care of, and I don't want to put any extra strain on her. None of my siblings have a great relationship with our parents, so my parents won't ask them for help. Edit 2. I'm actually shocked by the support here. I've been talking it over with my brother and we're going to move out as soon as we legally can. Thanks guys. Also, I don't know how to add a photo, so for all you asking for cat tags, I'm just going to tag my sister somewhere in the comments and you guys can look at Aris on her profile. And to me, it's the parents' responsibility to be providing for you. You know, they brought you into this world, so to be expecting some sort of back payment for that seems ridiculous to me. And it kind of felt like your sister knew the deal here when she invited you to stay with them because of her past with your parents. You said yourself that none of your siblings have a great relationship with our parents, so my parents wouldn't ask them for help, and that kind of said it all to me, so it's going to be a not the arsehole from me at all. But a deleted user says not the arsehole. Your parents are completely in the wrong. They have 6 children, 4 of whom are actual adults, and their life plan is relying on 2, not even 18-year-olds financially. That makes no sense. You do not owe your parents anything, to be quite honest. Whether or not you're in an accident, you are their child, and in that regard, they owe you. You do not owe them by virtue of them having birthed you. If they need financial assistance, they should go to their adult children. Don't worry about getting a job. Worry about your education and your emotional well-being. Go live with your sister and let your parents figure their own lives out. That's not your responsibility. OP replies saying there are actually 6 of us. I have 4 adult siblings plus my twin brother. Thanks, I was worried about going to school and working to pay rent, but I guess I should just take the good things that come to me. Not Cleaver says not the arsehole. They are trying to take advantage of you. When I turned 18, my parents would have let me stay with them for free, if that was what I needed while going to school. They shouldn't be using you and your brother for extra income. Live with your sister. Kunsakurai says, and quotes, I also feel guilty moving in with my sister because she has 3 little kids and a cat to take care of, and I don't want to put any extra strain on her. Then says, remember this, and make sure you're both cleaning up after yourselves and helping around the house when you can. if you can contribute and actually help her, you have nothing to feel guilty of. Go to college and be great, not the arsehole. Aloni says, since no one else said it, then quotes, my parents always made it clear that we weren't supposed to exist. They were never abusive or neglectful or anything, but they were kind of cold a whole childhood. Then goes on to say, what you are describing here is abusive, not physically, but psychologically. If your parents made you feel like you shouldn't exist, that is psychological abuse, without a doubt. So now we're going to move on to OP's update to find out what happened next. Hey folks, it's been like 3 weeks and many, many things have happened. I graduated high school, go me. I turned 18 and I moved out. I finally feel like I'm adulting, kind of. I moved in with my sister the day after my birthday and I've been living with her for a bit over 2 weeks. It's been really weird. They do all this stuff in a house that we never did as kids. Family dinners every night? Never done it once until now. My sister and her fiancé carve out blocks of time to spend with the kids. My parents never did that. My oldest nephew, he's 10, dropped an open can of pineapple in the kitchen a few days ago. I expected him to get yelled at, but my sister just helped him clean it up and told him to grab a new can from the pantry. That was weird. My parents were never that chill. When I was a kid, I would see these perfect families on TV. Shout out to Dinosaur Train, lol, and my parents always told me that those kind of parents didn't exist, that it was all made up for TV, that real parents don't take that much of an interest in their kids' lives and interests. I believed them until now. In the past few weeks, I've seen my sister and her fiancé spend hours making model planes with my oldest nephew, or rocking the youngest to sleep when she was overtired. That stuff never happened when I was a kid. My niece, she's 4, woke up in the middle of the night last week, crying about something. Instead of telling her to shut the fuck up and go to bed, my sister's fiancé got up and sat with her until she fell asleep. I guess I was just surprised that my experiences aren't the norm. Anyway, both my brother and I are doing really well here. My brother has been cooking a lot. He's going to culinary school, and everyone seems to really appreciate it. I've been spending time with my nieces and nephew and I've played more Minecraft these past 2 weeks than I think I've played in my entire life. If anyone knows what Titanfall 2 is, please help me out. I've been an adult for less than a month and these children and their newfangled video games already confuse me. This is all just a very long-winded way to say thanks. If I hadn't posted here, I don't think I would have moved out. My savings would be basically drained and I wouldn't be as happy as I am now. So thank you. Now I guess it's time to see if I can figure out how to do an update post. Edit, shout out to my sister for basically raising me for 12 years and also being an amazing parent. I could go on and say all this to her face, but there's so many stairs in this house and I'm lazy. Kalani, how many times do I have to say it before you accept that you're a good person? Every time I go to thank you for giving up space in your house for me and Cam, you say that if you didn't help us out, it would have been someone else. I get that you have strangely low self-esteem, as evidenced by your Am I the Arsehole post, but can you just accept that you're an unbelievably good person and move on so I can finally thank you? Edit 2. I have enough advice on Titanfall, thank you guys. I didn't realize it had such a big community. I know now how to beat every single campaign boss, plus why I should definitely use a Scorch in the last boss battle. Thanks. Oh, and this one just set me off with a whole wholesomeness going on here about realizing, you know, the way you was brought up wasn't the norm, and seeing your sister show love to her kids like that was just absolutely amazing and very, very grounding for me as well. But sister replied to this saying, so you can't come downstairs to compliment me, but you can come downstairs to tell me to go upstairs to get my phone, then come back downstairs so you can see my reaction to you complimenting me. I see how it is. Honestly, I'm just super happy you're here. I told you before, me and Michael and Daniel have been waiting for so long to move you guys out of that house. I'm just the one who has the available rooms. If Michael wasn't overseas, it would have been him. If Daniel had another room, it would have been him. But anyways, love you both. It's been really nice having some extra hands around the house, especially with Cam and his cooking. I see why he's going to culinary school. Oh dear, dear, this set me off. The kids love you. Ethan thinks you are great, even Aris likes you, and that's pretty darn rare. Keep being the person you are, and I think this arrangement is going to work out fantastic. Edit, okay, everyone just come over and we can have pie and hot chocolate. Love you all, and remember, who your family is doesn't define you. OP replies saying, "So you can write this whole super sappy reply to me, but you can't look up and say it to me. I'm literally sitting on the same ass couch as you." You bloody wholesome so-and-sos. And there was one more relevant comment on this. So Chuck from Mars says, "What's going on with your parents? Did you all cut them off?" And OP replies saying, "I did not cut them off. They're not homeless. And now that I think about it, they're probably not going to be. Despite people telling me to cut them out of my life, I feel like I haven't reached the point where that would be an appropriate reaction." And I got so invested in this story and the family dynamic going on here. And I remember OP mentioned that their sister had an Am I the Arsehole post as well, which was titled Am I the Arsehole for Not Letting My Sister See Her Kids? And it said, "I, 28 female, obtained custody of my sister's 35 female kids, 9 male, 4 female, 2 female, back in 2018, after she left them alone for 2 weeks to go on a trip. Drug bender. Of course, this was a huge transition for the kiddos. They had to be moved schools and daycares and of course couldn't see their mum anymore. Now the kids are doing better and definitely led happier lives. Recently though, my sister was released from prison and wants to see the kids again. She called me begging to have a visit with them and telling me that I could give them back because she was out of prison now. I've had a talk with a 9-year-old and he says that he doesn't want to see his mum yet and that he still hates her for leaving him alone. The girls have no memories of her, and the smallest one was only 3 months old the last time she saw her. I do feel like I could have helped them foster a better relationship with her, but I don't want to force the oldest into meeting her when he absolutely doesn't want to. Still, my close family has told me the oldest doesn't know what he's talking about, and it's my fault the little ones don't remember their mother because I didn't take them to see her when she was in prison. They also told me that it's my responsibility to force them to meet her, even when they don't want to, because that's what's best for them and they shouldn't grow up without their mother. So, am I the arsehole? Edit. I've spoken to a professional about this, specifically the oldest therapist. They have advised that it should be up to him. I just want to know if I'm being a jerk to my sister. Also, I've adopted the kids and have full custody of them." And OP did update this one as well, which said, "So I wasn't expecting to make an update post because I honestly wasn't expecting there to be an update to this. Unfortunately, I'm wrong. I gave my oldest 2 weeks to really think about whether he wanted to talk to my sister or not. I figured that the decision he made at first might have been made out of anger, so I wanted to give him time to make such an important decision. Ultimately, he decided that he did actually want to talk to her. I have to admit, I was a little bit surprised, but we set up a Zoom call between them anyway. Of course, with me supervising. Right before the Zoom call, he admitted to me that he wanted to talk to her, just to see if she'll say."
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Say sorry. She did not say sorry. Actually, she opened with, "Hello, it's been so long. I guess you're ready to come home with me now." And then she noticed I was sitting there with him and almost immediately launched into accusations about alienation, how I have to give the kids back now or she'll call the police and say I kidnapped them. My oldest was very obviously disgusted. He asked her if she was going to apologize to him, and she actually had the audacity to ask what she had to apologize for. At that point, he just shut off the Zoom call. I asked him if he was okay, but he spent the rest of the afternoon in his room by himself. That night he told me he never wanted to talk to her again, ever. I told him that never is a long time, but that we weren't going to make him talk to her if he didn't want to, and we were never, ever going to give him back to her. He told me that never is a long time. We told him that in this case, it meant never. I'm still shocked. I don't know what happened to my sister. She was my best friend as a kid. She was almost my second mother. She was sweet and caring and nice. I just don't know how all that changed so fast. Or maybe it didn't change that fast and I just never noticed until it was too late and I was driving 4 hours away at midnight to pick up three little kids, one of which I didn't even know existed. Before now, I honestly never considered myself as their parent, even after I legally adopted them. More like I was just taking care of them long term, but now I realize that those kids are my kids and they're going to be my kids for the rest of my, and hopefully their, lives. Thank you for all your help, guys, and I hope you all have a fantastic day. And OP did one more final update on their own profile, which said, "My oldest is now 11. He's in the 6th grade and recently got a new shiny bike with 7 gears and a real light on the front that he's been riding to school. He's also a Boy Scout and is swimming competitively. I'm super proud of that one. My middle is 6. She was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder last year. It's been a bit of a transition trying to get her the help she needs, but I have to admit, it's comforting to have an actual diagnosis to go with our concerns about her. While not a big TV fan, she loves dogs, Lego creator sets, and somehow matcha green tea. Who would have thought? My youngest from that post is 4. She's generally having a good time and is the wild child of the family. Kiddo is constantly covered in scrapes from her adventures around the backyard and the neighborhood. She has a balance bike which she loves to ride with her big brother. And last week she caught the neighbor's cat and got a nice scratch from it. Didn't cry though. Tough kid. And surprise, we added kiddo number 4 in October. Neither of us were expecting for me to get pregnant, but it happened anyway. My oldest is super pumped to have a little brother. Baby as well, baby. He's a pretty chill baby and can sleep through almost anything. That's a plus in my book. Our cats, our beloved Aristotle, passed away in late December. He was very, very old. He did live long enough to meet baby though. I hope he liked him. For those of you who saw these posts, both of my little brothers are in college and back on campus. They came back for winter break and we had a really good Christmas. Culinary school does wonders. For the people who asked, my sister is doing fine. She went through rehab last year and is now in therapy addressing her own issues that led to her drug addiction. She has a job and an apartment and is going to community college. She has come over for holidays and she and my oldest go do something together once a month or so. The youngest 3 all see her as an aunt. I know that's something I'll have to explain as they get older. For the first time in a while, I feel like I have my big sister back. I forgot to mention that I got married back in April. It was a pretty small ceremony, so we ended up having it in a friend's backyard. My youngest was the flower girl, and another friend made cupcakes for us, and it was everything we wanted and more. We're doing pretty well. My husband and oldest are putting together a tire swing to hang in the big tree in our backyard. Baby is chewing on my shirt right now, but I don't have a care because I'm on maternity leave. It's great, I'm going a little stir crazy in this house, so I'm going to try and take baby out to watch the ducks later. That's generally it. Thank you all for the love and support you poured onto my post nearly 2 years ago. I hope you all have wonderful, fulfilling lives full of peace and laughter and love. Goodbye." And that was just such a lovely life update, and I'm glad OP did supply it in the end because it really brings a conclusion to what's going on in their lives, and I'm glad that they're building a relationship back with their sister after everything that was said before, everything that happened. You know, they are still rebuilding. The brothers are doing great as well, and all the kids and the new additions to the family as well. Absolutely lovely, and I'm very, very sorry to hear about the cat at the same time. But now I turn it to you guys. What do you guys make of this one? Absolutely love it. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Remarkable Wait, who says, "Am I the asshole for defending my friend and saying my wife needs to work on her insecurities? I've been married to Jessica for 13 years and we have 2 girls, 12 and 5. I have a female friend, Madison, who I have known since before I was with Jessica. This has never caused much of an issue because I met Madison through her ex-husband, who is still one of her best friends, and we usually hang out in a group, so Jessica has never felt jealous or threatened. She doesn't like Madison though due to clashing personalities. She feels Madison and our mutual friend, her ex's wife, looks down on her. But she can't come up with any examples and admits it's just a gut feeling. I don't know what to believe there, because other people have told me that they felt that it was Jessica who hated the 2 other women. Madison has a glamorous life. She used to work in fashion and married a guy with fuck you money, so my 12-year-old has always been in awe of her due to the clothes and the parties. This annoys Jessica, but we never thought much of it. Jessica is more the girl next door type and looks down on Madison for some of the glamour. My 5-year-old has been having some behavioural issues lately, so we're working on that, but everyone is a little tense. Madison and her current husband stopped by Saturday night after attending some sort of gala fundraiser, because he lent me something and needed it back. Madison was dressed up from the gala. Our 5-year-old heard the noise and it woke her up. We had been having a tough day with her behaviour and my wife was burnt out. She saw Madison and said, "You look like a princess. You are so pretty and your dresses are so pretty. I wish you were my mum." Madison laughed and was like, "Oh, thank you," which Jessica thought was insensitive. When they left, she went off about what a bitch Madison was. I thought it would blow over, but she has been pressuring me to distance myself from the friendship. I argued Madison didn't even do anything and it was about a dress, not my wife. But Jessica says that it doesn't matter what Madison did. She is my wife and she is uncomfortable, so that should be my priority. Today, she brought it up again, and I snapped at her that she needs to work on her insecurities. No one did anything wrong, and I'm entitled to a life in friendships which don't get dictated by her insecurities. Obviously, that did not go over well. And we're going to start straight away with Vix Nico, who says, "You're the arsehole. Your child said this," and quotes, "I wish you were my mum." And then says, "And you did nothing to correct either your kid or Madison. You did worse than that. You allowed this random woman to encourage the comment and validate it with her and your wife. Do you even like your wife? Because you certainly don't have her back at all. Disgraceful." Dorothy says, "Everyone sucks here, I think, but I think some of the other points folks are making are valid too. One, your wife sucks for trying to dictate your friendships, though it does sound like she's sort of reached a final straw kind of attitude after a lot of resentment has built up towards this woman. Even if it's coming from a place of insecurity, that's just unfortunately where she's at now and it's not the most mature. Two, Madison sucks for not sticking up for your wife in the eyes of your daughter. I realise that's petty and not truly her fault, but if someone's daughter said, 'I wish you were my mum,' with their mum stood right there, I would kindly remind her that her mum is beautiful and hype her up instead. I can 100% see your wife's feelings would be hurt by that. Three, you kind of suck for not better understanding where your wife is coming from and not doing more to reassure her and hype her up with your own family. In the above scenario, for example, you could have said something like, 'Well, your mum is my favourite princess,' and given her a kiss or something. Again, I realise it might seem silly, but that little gesture of your love and support would have gone a long way to alleviate this, I bet. Just seems like a lot of ongoing insensitivity and poor communication has resulted in a blow-up, and you could both be respecting and supporting each other better." And one more from an asexual weeb who says, "Unpopular opinion, but not the arsehole." Madison brushed off the comment and laughed. That's not an inappropriate reaction. I think most kids will say something similar at one point, especially at 5 years old. Now, we've got one from each one there. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And just as always, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always does mean the world to me. And I just want you to know that your time is incredibly important. And for you to spend it here, it's just amazing. So thank you so much for what you do. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Yeah, man, I remember being so naive. When life was good, weather and palm trees. Back in the day, you were everything I need. But then along came a time when you crushed my dreams. Oh yeah, you played me like a fool when you made me believe that the line between love wasn't thick enough to read. Oh yeah, you see we in despair, crime everywhere. You're selling false hope cause you just don't care. You just don't care.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.